Hey guys, welcome back to the studio. Today we have Susan Doan, Director of Business Development and Wellness over at H-Wave. Welcome to the studio, Susan.
Thank you for having me. Very excited.
Absolutely. So just to give the audience a little bit of context here, Susan and I go back about 3 or 4 years to the Biohacking Conference in Beverly Hills, California, and we connected via Dave Asprey. As I mentioned, Susan is the Director of Development over at H-Wave. And Susan, why don't we just jump right in? Tell us about H-Wave.
Now we're able to, anybody's able to purchase the device and use it. The one great thing about our company is they give a 30-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And we'll go into that with, you know, when you got it for your mom, there's no risk in getting it, trying it, putting it on your body. The device does amazing things, and we'll go into a little bit of more detail of the difference in the treatments.
I've actually purchased an H-Wave for my mom. My mom was about to have a spinal cord stimulator implanted into her low back due to her severe back pain, and she actually had a cancer scare. She had a 5-pound mass on her ovary that prevented her from having that surgery. So they had to tend to that first, and that paused the surgery. And then I ran into you at the RadFest in California just recently, a few months back. And so I just shared that cancer scare with you regarding my mother. And then we went into H-Wave and went ahead and made that.
Congratulations and wonderful. And what a blessing that everything was okay with that. And they took it out. As a second part of a blessing is for that to pause her surgery.
Yeah.
So for her to be able to get H-Wave on her body to see what the device has the ability to do. So anybody who is in line or the doctors are talking about a spinal cord stimulator, I would first urge you to try the H-Wave. If it doesn't work for you, then you can continue with your surgery. But there's a very good chance, and I've worked with a lot of people nationwide and avoided a lot of the spinal cord stimulators. It's an invasive surgery that is a TENS machine type is planted into your back and it just vibrates and distracts you from the pain, where we want to take and say, hey, can we address the root cause? Let's change that environment. That's something your mom is already experiencing. She's right now just using the circulation aspect of the device. And when you do that, it reduces swelling and inflammation. It changes the environment around the nerves, helps, you know, in studies, shows that the ability for the body to regenerate blood vessels through all those tissues in a matter of weeks. So exciting.
I was just going to say, it's evidence-based. H-Wave is evidence-based. I think that that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And as I told you before we got rolling, my folks just returned to Florida from Michigan. So they've been unpacking, but she's been utilizing the H-Wave device at half the rate she's supposed to be because she's been so busy at home. But she's already at from a pain level 8 to 4. She's already reduced the pain in that by half. That's amazing.
And the last time, so we have people that, as you know, that will jump on the phone, do a FaceTime or a Zoom. So we do with the device, virtual in-person one-on-one training with them. So our gal, actually her name is Karen, also funny, spent time with your mom and showed her how to do the treatments. And she had recently talked to her too. And she is getting, I think, what is it, up to 5 hours of relief off of a treatment already. And she just started.
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. Cause I spoke with her yesterday and she said, yes, if she were using it at around 3 PM, she puts it on at 8 and she's good to go till about 3, but then, you know, she hasn't even gotten to the point where she's, you know, doing a second treatment during the day. So I'm looking forward to getting to that point. So, and the other Karen that's working with her is so great. Those poor ladies having that name. Unfortunately. Yeah, it's kind of funny. But
social media will do that to you.
Exactly. So, but she's been, that lady's been instrumental with helping my mom along because my mom's not tech savvy with doing Zoom calls and things like that. And everything's been so easy. And I think she was a little intimidated at first when I brought it up because she's just from a generation. My mom just turned 70 this year, and her mom was kind of that generation of surgery and meds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of that's just, if that's what you're used to, it's just conditioning. So I was like, just give this a try. You know what I mean? And I think it was a sign when she went in and she wasn't able to have that stimulator implanted. I think that was a blessing, as you mentioned. And then you and I reconnecting again at RadFest to bring the H-Wave to her. I think that's perfect huge. And yeah, yeah, perfect timing. And I mean, obviously, if she's already from a pain level 8 to 4 and she's only using it half the time she's supposed to be, I mean, that says a lot.
And I think she's only been doing that treatment for about a week, because she started on, we're also working on or helping her out with her neuropathy.
Yes.
So, and yes, your mom is young at 70. And the other thing too is the other Karen is 63. So not too far. So she's talking to somebody that is pretty much her same age range.
Yeah.
And Karen is really good, you know, and just being able to jump on FaceTime doesn't even have to be a Zoom. I would say 90% of the time, Karen doesn't even do Zooms. It's more of a FaceTime of just being able to tell somebody, hey, I'm going to send you an invite on it, press it that says, you know, to FaceTime. And all of a sudden, it's funny how surprising people were like, oh my gosh, there you are. It was that easy. So
hilarious. So is FaceTime, is that how my mom does it? I didn't even know. Yes. Okay. Hilarious.
I just know Karen is not a big Zoomer.
Okay.
She's always going to want to do FaceTime. She knows how to do Zooms. But Zoom, I would say, is a little bit more for an older generation, more intimidating, where FaceTime after COVID, I would say a good percentage of parents or grandparents and everybody know how to do it now. Because
I've never Zoomed with my folks. I've never done it. So I didn't know. I was like, if you guys got her to Zoom, that's great. I didn't know.
Easy FaceTime. Yeah.
Perfect.
So we're excited for her. So she's treating for neuropathy, and this device is amazing. In studies, what our studies show us is that the body has the ability to regrow blood vessels through tissues. It is a commitment in the beginning, but it's an hour a day. So not too big of a commitment to do this. If somebody gives us 2 to 3 hours, it's going to be even better. But an hour a day at the 3-week mark in studies printed in medical journals show that the body is just growing all new blood vessels through those tissues. So number one, changing the environment around that nerve, but also regrowing the vascular around the nerve. When you do that, you've got a nerve that maybe hasn't been getting the nutrients that it's needed over the past years, and it's kind of like dying on the vine. Well, when the body starts getting the nutrients back through the new blood vessels, it's a game changer, really a game changer versus somebody who's numb or somebody who has pain. So it's simple, it's easy, and you do it at home.
It is, and I've used it myself, and I think it's a great machine. It's not why I call it a machine device. And it's also great for preventative maintenance, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm someone that trains often in various areas, and I've had low back pain since my early 30s. You know, I've had various incidents happen. So my mobility is something I pay, you know, close attention to. And I've always used a TENS unit. I do different therapies like dry needling therapy, all kinds of different holistic treatments and things. I think you got to find what works for you. But I think something along the lines of H-Wave versus major surgery and recovery and downtime, it's huge. That's a game changer for people.
Right.
You know, and at my mom being 70 years old and experiencing this for decades, you know what I mean? And already having results, I'm just like over the moon for her, because as I told you, off camera, she's like a new person right now. I'm not kidding around. Mm-hmm. So like the last few visits that I'd had with them, she's just very, not experiencing life like she could be due to her mobility. And, you know, when you see that, it's when you see somebody that is still so full of life, that has, you know, all this goodness to experience and a lot of blessings happening around them, they want to be living their best life, you know, and they want to be feeling good. And that's why I'm like, wow, she's already at, you know, when I talked to her on the phone, there's like life in her voice. She's not just, you know.
Well, you change that when somebody has, I mean, how about us? You know, you have pain for a couple of days, or you miss a couple of nights sleep. Think of somebody who's had it for years.
Yeah.
You know, it wears down on you and you give up hope because you have gone to the doctors, you've done this, and all they want to do is give you meds. And you're like, I don't want the meds. It may, it, you know, all this negative side effects with it too. We know it's bad for our bodies. You know, we're taking it for one thing to help one thing, and then it's destroying other organs in our body. So when you empower somebody to have this device at home to when that pain comes on, they know if they do a 30-minute treatment, okay, they're going to be out of pain. If we target the right nerve, okay, and going on what the device has the ability to do, the high frequency, there's two modes in the device. There's a high frequency and there's a low frequency. High frequency is on-demand pain control, okay? In studies, and what we believe is what it does is it actually interrupts the communication to the brain. So in order for your back to feel pain or your knee or your shoulders or whatever, it has to ask the brain for it. And then the brain will send the signal, okay? So in that happening, two things have to talk, exchange. So you've got a sodium-potassium exchange, okay? In studies, what they believe is it fatigues the sodium channel, okay? So it gives an anesthetic effect to that, putting it to sleep. But the difference between this and anything else is it actually takes it offline. So that's unheard of. So when you got a lot of people are going, wait, you know, what does that do? And then is this guy going to stay asleep for hours or sometimes days? When he wakes back up and that connection is there with the brain again, you know, then we want to address the root cause and say, is it swelling? Is it inflammation? What's going on? So if you find the right nerve that's responsible for that pain, be it me treating a shoulder, and if that works, great, it's my shoulder nerve. Or is it going to be the cervical nerves behind my right below my neck that travel down that arm? When you find the right one and you put that guy to sleep, H-Wave actually has an FDA clearance for dental anesthesia. We can put this along your gum lines and we can drill, do crown preparations and extract your teeth, and it gives an anesthetic effect. So that just demonstrates the strength of that high frequency, saying, get me out of pain. I want to do a half an hour treatment. It's 30 to 60 minutes. You do what you want. Okay. I want to get on with my day. I want to function. I want to go play golf. I want to play pickleball. I want to sleep at night. I want to garden, whatever it is. So you can manage that pain and shut that pain off. When you give somebody the power to do that, you know, be it whatever time of the day, you know, be it 2 a.m. in the morning or be it in the afternoon, to have that a simple little device.
Yeah.
It's a small device here that you just take in, you have your wires and you plug it in and you literally control it. So that's the high frequency saying, get me out of pain so I can function. Okay. The second part of the device is low frequency. It's for blood flow. Okay. Now, super easy. It's on the muscles that surround the injured site. And what this does is it mimics a natural muscle contraction. And once again, something that nothing else does. When you mimic a natural muscle contraction, not hitting it and letting it go and ramping it up and letting it go like other devices do, the whole focus of this is just to move fluids. How do we contract a muscle to push the fluids through your lymphatic system? So your lymphatics are passive. It's almost like having a dump station in your town. Okay, yeah. Your waste station. But if those trucks don't bring it the trash, there's no reason for this to be here. So this is literally pumping and bringing the trash so your lymphatic system can trap the proteins, the toxins in the waste. Okay. We will excrete that through normal bodily, you know, from sweat or going to the restroom. Okay. But then it also puts everything back in fresh again. So let's put fresh oxygen and nutrients in. When you do that, you're reducing the swelling and the inflammation. And swelling is such a huge contributor to pain, be it, you know, arthritis, be it post-operative, be it, you know, injury, you know, recovery. But the more you pump and address the root cause, okay, when this guy wakes up again, if we have had the ability for the body to recover naturally, our body recovers through blood flow. Our bodies are designed to recover. If we give it what it needs to do its natural job, and the coolest thing is you're sitting and you're doing this pumping, you can do it for a minute, you can do it for 24 hours. The more you give your body, how fast do I want to get from A to Z? You can be resting, watching TV, doing whatever you want. So
H-wave, well, and it's mobile too. So like, I remember when I first met you and I was using it, I just carried it. I had to step out of the room and go use the restroom. And you're like, just take it with you. I was like, cool. So that's awesome. Cause you had also pointed out too, you're like, yeah, well, if you were cooking in the kitchen, you know, when you're standing on your feet and you're standing there, like whatever, doing whatever
you're chopping doing up, making your stuff, just remember before you walk away that it's still on the counter.
Yeah, yeah, yes, for sure. Cause that's something I would do. So, but yeah, if you're taking note of the fact that you are aware of your surroundings and that that's on you, but correct. It's so comfortable that you could easily forget. Yes. But if you're just taking note, you know, it's actually the device itself is big enough, you know, that it's
in your space. Just fits in the palm of your hand.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it is a therapy session. So anytime you can be resting on the couch and have an elevation, taking pressure off your back, that type of thing, that's ideal. But if you have to get up and go do something while you're treating, then absolutely you can be mobile with it. And the other thing too is a lot of the stuff that's available in clinics, you can't take it home.
Right. You have to go to the place to get the treatment.
Right. Yeah. And do it, you know. So, so the nice thing is your body using H-wave again is going to be one of two things. If our body can recover through the blood flow, reducing swelling and inflammation, increasing nitric oxide, which is a huge buzzword again, that's in our studies. Okay. Yep. So nitric oxide for, you know, endurance for people who to help with people that have, we're not indicated for diabetes. We help with the symptoms, but nitric oxide is very important for that, for blood pressure. So there's a lot of things with the increased nitric oxide that, and it's all done naturally, but then all the way to the point of your body being able to regenerate the new blood vessels called angiogenesis. So if your body can heal, it's going to be rehabilitative. Now, if we have somebody, their knee is bone on bone, somebody has stenosis, okay, somebody has, you know, we're talking about different things, and that something structurally has to be done, okay, if somebody has a complete tear on something or whatever, then we're going to be a symptom management, saying, how do I manage my pain? How do I manage my swelling drug-free, okay? And if somebody has to go have surgery done, we are indicated for post-operative surgery for increased circulation, prevention of further disuse atrophy, for increased range of motion. So you're going, let's say, for instance, you're having a shoulder surgery done because you have to, okay? And this is going to be immobilized for, 6 to 8 weeks? And it's not moving. So your body is still going to send blood, but it's not going to send as much as if it were moving, okay? And that's why within a matter of weeks, you start to lose muscle. Okay, you lose your muscle mass and everything. So you come out of this 6 or 8 weeks later, if you don't have something like if you don't have the H-wave, okay, where you're going to go into therapy and you're going to have to try and get that range of motion back. Right. You're going to have to try and build your muscle back that you've worked so hard your whole life to have and to keep. And especially when we get older, it's harder to get that back too.
Yeah.
But with this device, using the low frequency and putting an electrode right on the trap and one on the palm, that is going to contract that hand while it's immobilized. So number one, we want to keep that muscle. Number two, when we come out to go to physical therapy, we want to be ready to go into therapy and that arm down.
Yeah.
And number three, if we can keep blood moving, it's going to take your recovery like this and make it like that. It is going to speed your recovery. I mean, I have a guy who just had and it's actually one of the QR little videos of one of my firefighters who is an ex-SEAL and had bilateral total knee surgery done at the same time. Wow. You know, that's unheard of. Okay. But he couldn't take off that much time from the department. Yeah. So he says, if I recover from this one or recover from this one. So he did it. He ended up having two devices. He had one that was issued to him through the VA, and he also borrowed one of ours. But he ran the circulation 6 to 24 hours, just nonstop. Number one, his fear was a double bilateral fear of getting stuck on opioids. So the narcotics, the opioids, and he's like, that was his biggest fear. But he was able to, you know, manage his pain with the high frequency and do circulation. And the video, if you ever see it from him, you'll see the big zippers down both of his knees. And he's already starting to work out. We're talking 3 weeks after a bilateral total knee surgery. But, you know, doing that circulation was just amazing for him to, and we work with post-op patients every day. So, you know, if anybody has back surgery, knee surgery, you know, shoulder, any type of surgery, I encourage you to take in this device to be able to say, number one, and especially as we get older, we don't recover as fast.
Nope.
And we want to take and say, hey, how can we avoid some complications that might happen? If we keep circulation going, would that, you know, maybe reduce the risk of infection, reduce the risk of a frozen shoulder, you know, of still coming out of a knee surgery and your one that you had surgery on is still this big and your other one is normal size. How can we take and reduce that swelling quickly? So
I love you more now than ever, Susan. You're going to help so many people. You know, and I got to tell anybody that's watching, Susan is one of the most amazing people I've ever met right off the rip. Aww. And you're so knowledgeable. And I could just talk to you forever about helping folks. Like, that's where your passion's at. And how long have you been connected with H-Wave? I know you've been helping folks for years, but I mean, how long have you been with H-Wave?
Well, I got my device in 94 after a car accident. So I've been very familiar. I've been an H-Wave user forever and so blessed to have been able to work in so many departments, you know, not just your typical that you would think, you know, not just physical therapy and PM&R, which is pain management and rehabilitation and pain, but I am the one that I just want to kind of go to this store and talk to them and this. So be it, you know, urology, be it, I've worked in substance abuse, mental health, and prevention of suicides. When you have pain, you're reverting to these other things. You're not at these high level of medications because you want to be. It's because you have pain and you're giving this amount of medication and it worked for a while. And then all of a sudden there's more receptors. So we need more medication. And then brain sends more receptors and we need more medication. You know, I've worked, like I said, in physical therapy to spinal cord injury, you know, to prevention of amputations, to recovery of amputations. You know, amputations happen most of the time because of compromised circulation. So how do we take and have somebody while they're sitting in a chair and have their legs pumping and getting that circulation back up? I always joke, I always ask him, I go, has anybody seen Forrest Gump? And of course, everybody's seen Forrest Gump. And I tell them, I go, I want you to imagine yourself going down that highway. I go, you know, look at Forrest. Remember him? He's like, you know, he's doing this, a kind of a funny movie. I go, but really picture him going down that highway. And they do. And I said, you've got that visual? And they said, yes. And I said, okay. So I want you to be comfortable walking the distance that you walk on a daily basis. What is that right now, Jim? And he'll say, well, I can go to my mailbox. And I said, okay. I want you to keep going to your mailbox every day. But then I want you to come back in the house. I want to get your reclining chair and you put that bilateral leg circulation on, which is four little stickies he's putting on his leg. And when he turns it on, this is what his legs are doing. His muscles are pumping and pushing all the bad stuff. I tell him, when you come back in, get in that reclining chair and you can Forrest Gump down that highway as long as you want.
Yeah.
Because that's what your body is doing. It doesn't know the difference. It's not putting a lot of stress on your joints, but it's moving fluids that your body needs to evacuate the waste that has built up in the tissues, reduce that swelling and inflammation. And then the next time I see Jim, I go, Jim, how's it going? He says, I'm going around the block now.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes. So they're reducing medications. They're increasing functions. You are empowering them to have something at home that they can use on demand when they need it and to help be in charge of their recovery or their everyday living. So
I love your mission is bringing success stories to fruition. That's what I think is so great about you. And it comes right through. You feel it. And you got involved with H-Wave because of your own accident.
Yep.
You know, you had your own
personal. I was in a car accident and I was in bed. I was rear-ending and I had a pinched nerve in my neck so bad that I literally couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't eat. I could barely talk and I was just like this and any movement would send my body into just like crazy spasms. I mean, it was probably nice for my husband that I couldn't talk for 3 days. However, so this guy comes, this guy. So my brother ends up calling Mike and saying, how's she doing? He's like, dude, she's not doing good at all. She can't even eat. She can't move. And so he came over with this device and put it on my neck. And a half an hour later, I was sitting up going, okay, what did you just do to me? Like, what the heck is going on?
Wow.
So I was able to, they numbed that nerve from spasming, and the device is indicated for relaxation of spasms. And we'll kind of go over and recap all of those. So not only being able to get up and function and eat, now it took, I would say, a good month or so of just that circulation to address the root cause, to reduce that inflammation, to once again, change all the environments around that nerve. And it, you know, too many times, I think things happen, you know, and where would I have been if somebody didn't put this machine on me?
Yeah.
Would I have been in surgery to release that nerve?
Probably multiple surgeries, you know, that just never ends.
Lovely. I know.
Yeah.
Interesting too. And this is not a fact that I came up with, but through the industry, they say they say about 70% of surgeries are done that don't need to be done.
That's what I've heard. It's, yeah. I think it's, you know, that's awful. I think there needs to be more alternatives. And I know too many
people.
Yeah, I know too many people. Too many people that have had unnecessary surgeries, including my mom. And you know some of them. And I had listed them out, but she has had several ablations. You know, she had the herniated disc, her L4 and L5. She's got the spinal stenosis. And she had, I think, a total of 3 ablations. You know, none of this is helping. It's only been further upsetting the situation, you know.
And then you get this little thing she puts on herself for about an hour. And right now it's bringing her from an 8 to 4 and giving her 5 hours of relief. That's just the tip of the iceberg. So the more she does it, it's cumulative. So the body will keep getting into a healthier state the more she does it. So you can start doing things again.
And your mental health. So, I mean, I'm telling you, not only her mental health, but my father's mental health, because you brought your husband into the mix, you know, when you said you got the H wave and it was working. And, you know, well, that changes everything. It just changes the dynamic of your living situation and everybody that surrounds you, you know.
Right.
So it was.
Well, every home, and my belief is every home should have an H wave in it. And it be it for, you know, things that go on with me. My husband used to be a football kicker, so he gets his sciatic will flare up. And he's so funny. I don't want to say it's a guy thing, but he'll deal with it for days and days and days. And I'll be like, hun, get the device out and do it.
Right.
And he'll be like, I'm fine. I just need to relax. I need to do whatever. And I'm like, put it on your body. There was one time it might've almost been because it was in, I was going to LA and I don't know if it was the Abilities Expo or the Dave Asprey, but it was like on a Thursday and he was telling me his back was starting to feel a little bit tight. And I said, jump on, get some circulation going because spasms are dehydrated tissues, you know? So our device, the H wave, number one, is going to relax those nerves from spasming, but you have to get hydration to those tissues. So on Thursday, he starts telling me. On Friday, it's getting a little bit worse. Saturday, he says, I'm just going to stay in bed. He will take and put himself behind a closed door if he gets sick or whatever, and then come out when he feels he's better.
Yeah.
But when you have that going on, the worst thing you can do is not move. Okay. Sunday, he stays in bed. Monday morning, I get up to go to the convention. I've got to pack everything. I've got everything loaded and everything. I look over at him and he is as white as a ghost and literally sweating in bed. And he says, I can't get out of bed. First thing I want to say is like,
of course. Yes. But, what did I tell you?
I know. And I was literally all dressed and ready to go. I'm like, honey. So I called Karen. I go, you got to come by. You got to get the stuff, get down there, get stuff set up for me. So I did a 1 hour treatment of the high frequency along his spine that was able to get him out of bed. You know, get him moving, took a warm shower. I got him back in bed and I said, now just do the low frequency. Just pump those muscles. And I said, just if you want, stay in bed or whatever. By the time I got to LA, I called him, you know, and this was on a Monday. I called him and I said, how are you doing? He says, oh, I'm at work. He says, I'm doing great. You know, then of course I said, you need to treat again tonight and tomorrow night. This isn't just a one-time fix. Make sure that that whole environment changes. So from back pain to spasms to knee to neck, you know, this weekend, we had this lovely man, James, this tall man that you couldn't tell he was tall until after his treatments.
Wow.
Until I started feeling better, but he couldn't lift to either of his knees. He'd go to start to lift his knee. He'd be like, ah, but after doing, I think he sat and he did an hour treatment. He was literally lifting both knees going, look at this. And he started dancing and everything. So,
wow.
it's a fun thing to watch in 30 minutes to get out of pain.
Yeah.
And now we're going to work on the recovery aspect and saying, you know, to what point can my body heal, you know, or manage it. So it's crazy that it sounds weird, but it's simple. It's easy. It's effective. And it just gives your body what it needs to do its natural job.
And I can give you a testimony. Everything she says is true. It's great. Like you said, it's just so simple. And where is H-Wave online? Do you guys have all the social media handles?
What we want to make sure that anybody listening to this podcast does, okay, is at the end, we're going to have a QR code, and that okay. QR code will allow you to just put your basic information in, and we will contact you. If you go through the regular company, you're more than welcome to go and to do, if you want to research it and look at all that. However, through the wellness division, coupling with you, we're going to give them even a deeper discount that they could never get online with us.
Wow. So. I love you. I appreciate that so much. And so does my audience. And I know that I know there's a few people that are going to benefit from this greatly.
Absolutely. The website will prompt a discount, but we're going to give an even lower one. The one thing too is we definitely want them to come through this department because it's going to have a lot of in-home tutorials that are all on videos for them. Number one. Number two, I will jump on a call with them, a FaceTime or a Zoom, and discuss what's going on with them. Again, Karen will come virtually into their home and give them all the instructions. And like I said, it's unlimited. What I always urge people to do is put it on your body and try it. Our company gives a 30-day money-back guarantee, 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to pay to get the device back to if it's not for you after 30 days. We'll literally send you a UPS postage paid label to put back in the box and get it back to us. But chances are good, if you take it out of the box, it does its job to help change your daily quality of life. And you don't have to be in pain. You don't. So for any person anybody who has regular, you know, insurance, it's not covered by commercial insurance. It would be a cash pay or what's called an FSA, HSA. So those are their health saving plans through work. Mm-hmm. So since it is a medical grade that is all available, you're able to buy the device outright, or we will also offer a 10-month interest-free payment program.
That's fantastic.
So making it affordable for everybody.
Yes. I think it's a pretty reasonable price on the device already. I did make the purchase for my mom. I bought that for her as a gift just to not have the surgery.
Pay more for a mattress.
Yeah.
To try and get, you know, a better night's sleep saying, is it my mattress that's causing the pain?
Yeah.
You will get this device for less than a mattress to be able to not only, like I said, get you out of pain. We want you back on the golf course. We want you doing things, you know, we want you taking long walks or whatever it is. I have a firefighter in Dallas. I don't know if I ever sent that with the spinal cord stimulator. He had one since he got our device. His testimony was 180 days. He's never had to turn it back on again. He wants to look into having it taken out. He's off all his medications. And the last visit to the Dallas fire is he was getting on his Harley Davidson to go for a ride for the first time in 8 years since his accident.
Yeah, so, I love it. It's
huge. Talk about a bear hug.
Yeah.
When I came out from treating other firefighters, I looked down the hallway and I'm like, Ricky, is that you? He went from a man who was with the walker to a tall man. And though there's some of those hugs that you just remember, you know, it's just such a sincere hug of gratitude. But I tell people this little thing is life changing for you. It is everything from reducing swelling and inflammation. We have an amazing neuropathy program, and typically within 30 to 90 days, people hit their goals of saying, hey, my feeling's back or the pain is gone. If they follow our instructions, which are super simple, the instructions are literally on a little booklet for them, literally for neuropathy. When you talk about preventative care, not only preventative care of saying, hey, I'm working out, let's keep my muscles as, you know, healthy as they can be, let's keep my back as healthy, but also we are really big into lymphatic flushes. So when you're able to and a lot of things being exposed more and more. And we're going to talk about this on another podcast. And we had talked about it, about the knowing how to find toxins or hazardous chemicals in your foods.
Yeah.
That'll be another fun podcast we'll do. But
yes, we are going to do that because my mom brought that up too.
good. We educate people on that.
Yes.
But our body's taking in waste from what we're eating and what we're breathing.
Yes.
And we have a 5-treatment, I call them recipes, to take and say, let's evacuate this waste out of our body. Our bodies have cancer cells. How do we get rid of the toxic stuff that it might want to feed on someday? So from a abdominal to a thoracic, low back, leg, and arm flush to evacuate the waste from our bodies. Our abdominal treatment hits it out of the ballpark with constipation. So lots of fun stuff. So anybody who has something going on, put it in there. You know, we have treatments from, you name it, a guy that gets in and out of a tall truck the wrong way and has pain where a guy doesn't want pain. We got a recipe for that. So,
yeah, I mean, you are just such a wealth of knowledge on so many topics that, yeah, you brought that app,
We'll save it on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll save it for the next episode. I love it. And I'm so happy.
It is life changing.
Yes.
Not only what we're eating, but what we're putting on our skin. Our skin is the biggest organ we have.
Yes.
And we're putting stuff on it that one of the top ingredients will say will cause cancer.
Yes. This is a great teaser for the next episode that we do, because not only am I using it, you're using it, but my assistant Maria, she's using it, and my mom's using it too. She loves it. So this is good. It's great information. And you and I have a ton in common just with our mission and service to others and hoping for people's success stories and bringing those success stories to fruition. And it's an easy Soul Tribe member. You just came right into my life and it's good. I'm so happy to know you, and it's such an honor to have you on the podcast. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on the Inner Circle On Air and share about H-Wave and your personal journey. Thank you for opening up about that. And I can't wait to have you back for episode number 2. And maybe we can get you into the Metro Detroit area to come into the studio live.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we'll film here in studio. We'll do H-Wave demonstrations.
Oh, would love to.
Yeah.
Let's get on calendar.
Yep. Then it's a vacation / write-off because it's work.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds there you good. Go.
I'm teasing. That works for me.
Right.
Perfect. Let me get my calendar right now. No,
yes,
I'm joking.
Exactly. Good. No, but thank you so much for taking the time today. I've had such a great time talking to you, and it's always, I could go on for hours and hours with you, as we do every time we see each other. So this is good. Thank you so much. And are there any closing statements you have for the audience? You gave such a wonderful testimony today.
We're here for you. We are here for anybody who has pain, swelling. You need recovery from, you know, surgeries, whatever it is. Before, you don't have to constantly keep taking the medications. There are alternatives like this that is drug-free. And evidence-based is huge. So basically saying that everything that, you know, is claimed it can do for your body is stuff that was all, you know, researched, the checks and balances before it was put into medical journals. So you have top-notch technology here. Yeah. And like I said, it does its job. It's either going to help your body recover, or it's going to help you at least symptom management, keep doing the things that you want to do on a daily basis. No one has to be in pain. You don't Absolutely. Have to be in pain.
That's right. All right, guys. The beautiful Susan Doan, H-Wave. Contact Susan for your H-Wave device. Yes.
Yes. You've got all the contact information. Like I said, the QR code, my phone number, my email. And we're here to help you. Looking forward to talking to you all.
Thank you so much, Susan. All right, guys, that's a wrap.